held her hands, the hands now turned to God, who is our eternal refuge. One of the principal reasons why boys are born is that they may have mothers. And there's something mysterious about mother-son relationships. Aside from all the dark complexes of which we know so little, there is in early years a frank idolatry of sons for their mothers, and in later years an admittance that much of life is shaped by those who first carry us beneath their hearts. Her care and concern, her sacrifice and her service, her love and her loyalty. Mothers are always trying to improve us. It's good for you to eat this or sleep this way or read this or work this way. The first reason behind the behavior pattern, of course, is the mother's guidance. And so Moffat, one of our outstanding missionaries, once said that it was my mother's kiss that made me a missionary. Truly, my mother lived by the scriptures. As for me and my house, she would be constantly saying, "We will serve the Lord." Her physical temple, which we have brought to this place today, will be placed with those who shared her younger life. Her own mother, who gave her physical birth, her husband, with whom she shared co-creatorship. But this I know, her real being, which centered in her own spiritual awareness, which we Christians know to be the second birth, out of which has come her third birth into the fourth dimension. And words break down, but here is the real reality of living. She's been building this and weaving her cloak of immortality in the times of service. And so even as people come to celebrate the birth of a baby, so we've come to celebrate the translation of one born triumphantly out of space-time relationships. The heart has its reasons that no reason fully knows. But all the rich abiding values of our faith we want to claim today, "Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither hath entered in the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for those that love him." I rejoice that Mother died in her own integrity, consistent to the last. Happy are they who die in the Lord. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. For we know that if the earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands. There is a time to be born. There is a time to die. One generation passeth away, and another generation cometh. And the glory of man is the grass of the field. The grass withereth. Flowers thereof, they do fade away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Man's days are determined, the number of his months are with thee. He has appointed him bounds that he cannot pass. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It is our custom when members of our church visible become members of the church eternal to repeat together that which is so meaningful for us. Will you stand with me now as we repeat the 23rd Psalm? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Please remain standing as you take your hymnal. When I went through Mother's Bible, I found there a secret place devotional which had been written by Dr. Frank B. Fagerberg, under whose ministry in the First Church Los Angeles I sensed the meaning of a call to the ministry. Dr. Fagerberg has written this come before his presence with singing. The hymn book is a revelation of the essentials of Christianity. In it we find the good, true, and worthy about religion. Here we find religion that is simple. Often theologians make it appear difficult. So simple was Jesus' message that he could illustrate it with stories about a housewife, a shepherd, a farmer, a sunset. The religion of the hymn was prayerful. Many hymns are prayer poems, prayers of praise, supplication, thanksgiving, and dedication. A person's religion can be like a young man saying to his sweetheart, "I love you, my dear," in a general sort of way. Unless it's personal dedication, love is meaningless. Most of our hymns have grown out of deep experience of life, a great joy, an unusual blessing, a devastating loss. Because of this, religion of the hymn book is a strangely unifying force. In our creeds and organizations, we divide, but in our deep experience of the soul, we unite. God of grace and God of glory, on thy people pour thy power. Let us turn to the hymn 256 as we sing and John Mark plays. And thanksgiving, O God, for the unspeakable gift of thy love in Christ Jesus, we come to this hour. O God, it is easy to praise thee for the joy and the faith that floods from thee through our minds and souls. In the mystery of the control of life, we accept too the dark places which temporarily cloud our souls. Thy greatness is always large and enlightening. Yet we know thy mercy endureth to all generations. We know our thoughts are not always thine, nor are our ways thine. But that as the heavens are high above the earth, So are thy ways above our ways, thy thoughts above our thoughts. But we appropriate thy mercy, thy forgiving mercy which extendeth to all generations. Within our faith, O God, we find music in our souls for thee, even though the mystery is too great for us to surround it. Thine is the greatness. And in the weaving of darkness and sorrow, we know they are only minor notes in the great symphony. O Lord, we praise thy greatness and faithfulness, and we come with great boldness praying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.